Blog Talk Radio.
God specializes in things that seem impossible.
And he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Praise be the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. You should rejoice and be glad in it, because Jesus didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did, and I'm glad about it. What about you? We were clothed in our right mind, activity and use of our limbs, and to God be the glory, a roof over our head, and we just thank God for shelter. Amen. We thank him for food. We thank him for just being God and God all by himself. Jesus Christ is our Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Hallelujah. Amen. He provides everything that we need. And he said there's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk upright. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jehovah Jireh. Jireh means the Lord, our provider. Jesus Christ paid it all when he died for our sins and the sins of the world. He provided for us that we might have life and that we might have everlasting life and that we can live again in eternity with him, because he is the great I am. And last week, we talked about Jesus being that one that specializes, because Jesus has a tailor-made blessing for each and every one of us, because we are created in his image. We are not of the same. We're none of us are the same. We're all unique in our own way, and God has made us special. And he made us for a purpose and a time such as this. And to God be the glory. And he wants us to fulfill the purpose that he has called us to, because he has called us to great and mighty things. And he said in this life, he says, everything under the sun is vanity, but to eat, drink, and be merry. God wants us to understand that while we are yet sinners, he died for us, and he provided for us. And that's what we're talking about today, Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. He is our provider. He is everything we need. As John 6 tells us in the 6th chapter of John, that Jesus is the living bread. Amen. Jesus fills our cup. He fills our belly, because he is the living bread. Amen. He feeds us with manna from on high. Praise be to God. Our scripture is coming out of Genesis, the 22nd chapter. Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And this is a familiar chapter that everyone can recall. This is where God was telling Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac and to take him make a burnt sacrifice, the Lord, and to lay him on this mount. And we all remember how the angel spoke to Abraham and told him that he was not going to have to, he was going to not use that knife to sacrifice his son. But let's look at the beginning with the 9th verse of Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seest thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Father, for being the ultimate sacrifice, the living sacrifice for us. We thank you for shedding your blood. We thank you, Father, for just being able to cleanse us for the remission of our sins. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. We thank you for that ram in the bush. We thank you for that manifestation of your Holy Spirit, oh God, in our life. We thank you, Father, in that particular parable, that story that happened in the Bible with Isaac and Jacob. Isaac and Abraham, we thank you, oh God, that you have allowed a way of escape and that your ministering angels, Father, will show up and show out, Father God, just in the nick of time. We thank you for just continuing to be God, and beside you, none other. We ask that you will continue to walk with us and keep us in your care and cover us with your blood of Jesus. Amen. Abraham had to sacrifice his only son. And out of the love, his love for Jesus Christ, his love for God, he was going to be obedient and sacrifice his only son. But God, our Father, which is in heaven, amen, saw fit to not let it be so, because he knew the heart of Abraham. Abraham desired to serve the true and living God. Can you imagine having only one child and having to sacrifice that child or slay that child for the love of God? Wow. I don't know anybody that would be able to do such a thing. But God. See, God specializes, right, in things that seem impossible. And here comes the angel right in the midst. And Jesus will always show up, and he'll always show out in our life situations, come what may. We may think God is not going to deliver. We may think he's not going to come, but Jesus is an on-time God, and he specializes in things that seem impossible. Just like we mentioned last week, he never fails. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not. So what is God saying today? Jesus is saying that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He says, none come unto me but by the Father, hallelujah, which is in heaven. Amen. He says, I already paid the price. I am the sacrifice. Hallelujah. I am the living word, the living sacrifice, the living bread that sent down manna from on high. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The living word, the true and living word. Jesus wants us to sup with him. He says, all you that labor and are heavy laden, he says, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your soul. He says, I'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. We don't even, will not understand the peace that God can give us, because he is peace. He is our peace. You are my peace. Amen. And I worship you, oh God. You know that song. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. And I worship you. Yes, Jesus, he gives us peace. And he also gives us grace. And he gives us more grace. Favor. Hallelujah. Just like Isaac, can you imagine him being in that situation thinking, my father is going to slay me? My God, God had given Isaac peace in the midst of the storm. And a lot of times we're in the storm and the rages of the sea, the rages are just, you know, the storm is just going and the winds are blowing and it just seems like it just won't settle down or it won't go away. But God, he knows the end from the beginning. Last Sunday, upon leaving for church, the weather, it looked really dreary, weary, like it was going to rain. And I thought, wow. This is, I didn't want my ride to my driver to be in the bad weather. And I thought, geez, it really looks like it's going to storm. And then suddenly the sun came out. The sun began to shine and the clouds dissipated. No more low clouds and no more dreary clouds. The sun had began to shine. So when I got to church, I told the church, I said, you know, though the storms may rise and dark clouds may come, the sun will shine. Amen? That storm that you're going through, it's going to pass. It won't last because we know trouble doesn't last always. And Jesus Christ, he says, I am not only the way, but the truth and the life. And he says, all he wants us to do is come unto him. He says, I am the living bread. Amen. Let's look at that in John, the 6th chapter. The living bread who came down from heaven. Hallelujah. Manna from on high. John, the 6th chapter, let's go, if you would, with me to John, the 6th chapter, St. John, and we're going to begin reading at the 51st verse, John 6 and 51. Mm-hmm. Jesus says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews, therefore, stole among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. That bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. He provides us what? The breath that we breathe and gives us the breath of life. And then he gives us food. He says bread, the living bread. We need bread for nourishment. We need food for nourishment. We need drink to quench our thirst. And Jesus provides. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And he says, I am the living bread. Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. He provides us with supernatural things and natural things because he's God and he's God all by himself. He is everything we need him to be. He's our everything. He provides whatever it is that you might be missing or lacking, whether it's spiritual in your life right now. God, if you don't have peace, God gives you peace. He can give you that peace that passes all understanding. If you don't have joy, Jesus can give you joy unspeakable and full of glory because Jesus and the Father are one. Amen. We can't go through Jesus to get to Jesus unless we go to who? We have to go through the Father. And tomorrow we celebrate the fathers here on earth. But Jesus is our heavenly Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah. And hallowed be thy name. Amen. Jesus Christ, the soon and coming King. Jesus wants us to know that he is our everything. He provides everything we need. And he wants us to be obedient as dear children, just as Abraham was obedient. Even at the moment of death, Jesus wants us to be obedient. Jesus wants us to trust him, to stand on his word. It may not look like you're going to make it. It may not even sound like you're going to make it. But we need to trust God and know that God is, hallelujah, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Just as Abraham, he diligently sought the Lord. He was obedient to the very death, almost death of his own son, an only son. That's love. That's obedience. Something that the world cannot conceive because this is supernatural. God sent an angel, a supernatural being, an angel to minister unto Abraham. God uses people, and God said, beware of strangers, for some have entertained what? Angels unaware. We don't know who we are talking to because God uses people. Amen. Amen. And that very person that God uses can minister that word of God we said and mentioned last week, that you need that present rhema word to speak into your life. There are people that God have chosen And he says, many are called, but few are chosen. So we have to, he says, beware of strangers. Amen. We see people out on the street. They may not be dressed like us. They may not look like us. And they may not even talk like us. But God can use them to minister, hallelujah, unto us, a word unto us. Amen. God specializes, amen, in things that seem impossible. And he uses people, amen, and he uses things, hallelujah. Then Abraham looked back, and he, after the angel had spoken, he saw the ram. The ram was caught in the bush. He couldn't get out. So that was the sacrifice. So Jesus always intercedes on our behalf. Amen. He is our intercessor. He's our mediator. He's our go-between. So he always has he has a vice for us. He has a way of escape. He has a way out for us. We can't see it, but we must believe it. We must know it, that God specializes in things that seem impossible, and that he is Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Wow, that's precious to know that God can do anything but fail. He's so sweet, and he's sweet, I know. And I just thank the Lord for just being God, just being God by himself. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. He's just God. And he tells us in his word, he wants us to be obedient. Amen. He says, if you would be willing and obedient, he said, you'd eat the good of the land. Jesus has rewards. He wants us to know that he is our Father. He's our Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. He's in heaven. He's sitting high. He's looking low. He's watching over us, and he cares for us. But he wants to let us know he is a jealous God. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your soul. Sometimes in life we encounter hardship. And Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I'll give you rest. And Jesus, when he gives us rest, he told us in his word, not only rest, but sweet sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. Sweet sleep. And that's good to be able to lay down and have not just sleep, but sweet sleep. Amen. Jesus is sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, taste and see that the Lord he is, and his mercy endureth forever. Remember, he is Jehovah Jireh, right? He's our provider. He's a way out of nowhere. And he's a rock in a weary land. And he's sweet. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Aunt Jean, for listening. And let's be blessed by this song and knowing that Jesus Christ is sweet. He is sweet, I know. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers in Jabez Radio Land. God bless you. He is sweet.
Sweet!